Farmer Bridge Assistance payments on track for delivery and ripples of USDA report day. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. The USDA says it's on track to deliver payments through the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program as early as this month, providing timely financial relief to farmers facing economic pressure. The program was designed to help producers bridge gaps caused by rising input costs, market disruptions, and lingering impacts from recent years of volatility in agriculture. USDA officials say processing is moving ahead as planned, with payments expected to begin reaching eligible farmers in the coming weeks. According to USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce,
we've gotten most of the procedural things done in order to get the payments out by the end of February, and that timeline looks good. I mean, we're very confident we're going to be able to do that.
The Farmer Bridge Assistance Program offers direct financial support to help producers maintain operations, manage cash flow, and stay viable during challenging times. Officials emphasize that the program is meant to be a short-term bridge, not a long-term subsidy, giving farmers stability as they plan for the upcoming growing season.
I'm just urging farmers to take about 10 or 15 minutes, you know, when they've got a little bit of downtime. Just go to login.gov and set up an account. We're going to try it on FBA, and we're hopeful that it works pretty well for the folks that want to use it, and we're going to continue to use that platform as we deploy other programs going forward.
Farmers who have already applied are encouraged to monitor their USDA communications and ensure their information is up to date to avoid delays. More information about eligibility and payment timelines is available online at usda.gov.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. PurpleWave.com.
Not as warm today, but our weather pattern still should be pretty nice. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. We've had winds shift more to a west and northwest direction here for you Wednesday, so that's drawing down some cooler air, but we still should see partly to mostly sunny skies over a large part of the state. High pressure analyzed in as we move from the overnight tonight through tomorrow. That should give us a decent setup for tomorrow as well. Still, though, cooler than what we saw yesterday. We see temperatures ease, not as cold starting on Friday, and we see an all-out mild surge through the weekend and into early next week. Now, there is a significant storm complex passing by to the south, moving right across the lower Mississippi River Valley and into the deep south. That's going to throw moisture up into Indiana and Ohio and Illinois for the second half of the weekend. It will probably throw some clouds into lower Michigan, but not moisture at this point. I'm keeping us dry. We continue to stay very warm and very mild for the start of next week. Monday, Tuesday, downright spring-like in its feel. That ushers in moisture overnight Tuesday night through Wednesday. We have some rain here, anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch coverage, 90% of the state. We follow that up with another round of moisture later in the week, but that moisture is also going to draw down some colder temperatures for Friday the 20th. But it's not all bad. Another surge of warm air and more rain coming for the 21st into the 22nd before we cool down for a little bit longer term, starting off the week of the 23rd. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th, a week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th.
Final numbers from yesterday are coming your way, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets yesterday. The February USDA supply and demand estimates came out Tuesday, and there were some changes, but the markets were little changed after the release. Here's Andy Eubank along with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting for a closer look.
It's the February USDA World Supply and Demand Estimates, long awaited, this report. And in the end, amazing, Carl, how the markets didn't move before And after the report, the numbers on the board pretty much the same.
Yeah, we really didn't see a lot of interest in this report, and that is not uncommon. The February WASDE report is pretty much a snoozer. We get the big one in January with the final production numbers for the old crop marketing year, and then we're kind of stuck in a rut until we get really to the Ag Outlook Forum at the end of February. And then the February WASDE report, really, that's not a real big one either. And then we get to the end of March, and we'll have the planting intentions and the quarterly stocks numbers come out. That's also when we start to see our field work pick up, and that's when we'll start to see a little bit more interest in these balance sheets, because we will see some weather influence in the markets. Also, at that time, we'll have a better understanding of our actual old crop demand that we have going on. And this isn't uncommon. We are really in what's typically termed the winter doldrums in the market, where there is pretty much a lethargic news flow, and that's kind of what we have going on right now. Now that we are past the WASDE report, market attention will quickly revert back to the South American harvest that's taking place. And like I said, before long, U.S. spring weather forecasts will be a price discovering factor as well.
What did stick out to you from USDA on Tuesday?
The two numbers that really jumped out at me as being not really surprising, but I think ones we have to bear witness to. The corn carryout came in at 2.127 billion bushels. Now, that was a little bit under trade expectations, 100 million bushels, and also 100 million bushels less than we had back in January.
And that was Colonel Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. March corn finished unchanged at 428 and three quarters. May corn up a quarter at 437 and a quarter. March soybeans showing a lot of strength, up 11 and three quarters at 1122 and a half. May beans also strong at 1137 and a half, up 12 and a half. March wheat ended the day working below steady at 528 and a quarter, down 50 cents. April live cattle down 77 cents at 237.42. And April hogs also down $1.22 at $95.50. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.